On January 17th, something happened to a chair that was hanging on the Jupiter chairlift at Park City Mountain, which resulted in one of the chairs sliding backwards into the chair behind it. Vail Resort's senior communications manager, Margot Van Ness, gave a written statement to KPCW, which did not detail the nature of the malfunction, only saying the incident was fully investigated and the problem was determined to be isolated to a single chair. She added that corrective measures have been put in place to prevent the problem from happening again. The statement said they worked in cooperation with the Utah Tram Board to reopen the lift 3 days later. In Utah, the State Department of Transportation governs chairlifts under what it calls ropeway and tramway regulations. Robert Miles is the UDOT Director of Traffic and Safety. He also sits on the Governor's Committee for Passenger Ropeway Safety, which is filled with members from a variety of industry and public segments. He says resort ropeway and chairlift safety inspections are done annually by an independent third party.
The Passenger Ropeway Safety Committee has two members that represent the industry, two members that represent the public at large, one member who's a licensed engineer in the state of Utah, and one member who represents the U.S. Forest Service, and then one member from the DOT. Yeah, there are annual inspections on all these ropeways that occur, and that is done by an engineer who has been accepted into this process by the committee. So we go out and we help check some of these, but there each lift gets an annual inspection, whether it's a state individual that does it or not. It has this third-party inspection.
KPCW submitted a government records request to UDOT to obtain the details of the Jupiter chairlift malfunction, but UDOT denied the request, saying that the records are protected and don't have to be released publicly. Protected records include ski lift data sheets, inspection reports, investigatory materials, and Passenger Tramway Safety Committee incident reports. Although UDOT wouldn't provide details of the accident, KPCW did receive copies of email correspondence dated January 23rd between UDOT's committee ropeway engineer, Brian Allen, and a former Vail Resorts employee. The former employee wanted to know what inspection criteria is used for older chairlifts. The ex-employee asked for diagrams and manuals that would show inspection criteria for Yan Chairlifts, which is the manufacturer of the Jupiter chairlift. When contacted by KPCW, the former employee who asked not to be named said employees were given an update the next day that the malfunction had to do with the grip device on the chairlift. The former employee said that they were informed that an injury had occurred on the Jupiter chairlift when the chair's overhead grip failed to hold a chair in place on the cable. UDOT engineer Brian Allen told KPCW that older lifts like Jupiter, which was installed in 1976, rely on the resort's maintenance crew and inspectors to keep the chairs operating safely. Robert Miles told KPCW that UDOT keeps comprehensive records on each chairlift in the state.
We do keep records on lifts and ages and inspections and details on them. We keep records of when they're inspected, and there should be an annual inspection done by a certified or an accepted engineer. When an incident occurs, there's a protocol in place to make sure that the system is inspected, the incident is resolved before that operation goes back into service. There's also a protocol or a method for sharing that information with other operators in the state.
Miles said he can't provide details of the Jupiter chair malfunction due to current litigation. However, under the Ropeway Committee statute, a lift doesn't go back into service until an incident investigation plan is complete.
We'll talk non-specifically about this example, right? In other words, if we have a 50-year-old lift out there, we have a 20-year-old lift out there, and there's a concern with some aspect of its operation, there's an incident of some sort, you know, that incident, if it's a reportable incident, again, it's sent up to that ropeway engineer, and that engineer puts together a group to go look at that. That involves representatives from the Ropeway Safety Committee, specifically the chairman, and other interested parties that the committee deems or sees needs to be involved or can provide additional information on that. And sometimes it's people from the manufacturer, sometimes it's other industry experts that they get together to go look at that incident. Now, that Ropeway Committee shares the lessons they've learned about that type of lift or about that lift.
Colorado attorney Jim Shalott specializes in ski resort litigation. He said consumers depend on resorts to transport passengers safely up the hill.
You know, governmental bodies which are supposed to be regulating chairlift or ski lift safety for the benefit of the public, and you can quote me on this, that unfortunately they primarily operate for the benefit of the ski area operators, that if there was ever a fox in the hen house, this, you know, the circumstance of the state agencies regulating regulating ski lifts, particularly in states like Utah and Colorado. The boards are typically staffed by employees of or friends of or affiliates of the ski area operators, and there's no consumer voice in the fact that they won't provide either record.
While resorts try to manage their risk by claiming there are inherent risks to snow riding, Shalat says riding a chairlift is not an inherent risk. Tomorrow, a report on the safety of chairlifts, especially after the horrific accident that took place in the Republic of Georgia. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.